Hi, this is Roy Jones with Man Talk Radio Podcast. Our mission is to break down the walls of race and denomination. Your chosen Truth Radio broadcast will be starting in just a few seconds. Thank you.
This is the Truth Network.
This is the United States champion.
He became my personal savior.
Ladies and gentlemen, the following contest is set for one fall. Introducing first, from Lithuania, he weighs 123 kilos, the Russian Nightmare, Nikita Kolov.
Now, the Devil's Nightmare. Welcome back to another episode of It's Time to Man Up. Welcome back to another episode of the Man Up Show with yours truly, Nikita Kolov, Chateau Etat. People ask me all the time, what does that mean, actually? I'm like, it will remain a mystery. I am not going to tell you. Anyway, I have another great show lined up here in studio with me today, a man about business out there in the marketplace, and so great to have him on the show, Eric Everhart.
Yes, sir. Thank you so much, Nikita.
Hey, it is great, Eric, to have you with us today. And we first met. You're a sponsor. You advertise. You help make the Man Up Show possible.
Yes, sir. Definitely. And, glad to be a part of it.
Well, and great to have you a part of it. That's really how our first introduction, how we first met.
Yes, sir.
And from there, I've gotten actually toured your place of establishment. Actually, I've been to both your locations. Let's do this. Let's tell people what you do at the Butcher's Block.
We are a quality butcher shop that offers beef, pork, chicken, and seafood, as well as many North Carolina gourmet items. We do go out of the way if there's a particular item you're looking for, whether it be elk, bear, so on and so forth, bison. We will source it where most places will not. So it makes us pretty unique as far as what we do.
Yeah, and of course you got a location in Winston-Salem in the downtown area.
Yes, sir. We're located in the Innovation Quarter across from Bailey Park. We've been there since March the 8th of this past year. And our first location is actually located in Lexington. We've been there going on 5 years now.
Now, I think you told me, the Lexington location, as far as, from a business perspective, of course, the Winston-Salem being the newer locations, takes time. And part of why I wanted to have you on the show, I'm grateful, thankful for you being a sponsor and helping to make this show possible. But I've been down to your place. I mean, it's a very, even the setting inside, even though you sell some very unique items, unique meats and stuff, but you don't just, you have other stuff in there too, though.
Yes, we've definitely made it where it's more of an experience versus just having to go to the grocery store. And this is the whole setting. You just have to see it. It's a full service case that you don't get in most grocery or retail atmospheres. So it makes it very unique.
But you have all the amenities too. So you don't just sell meat. You've got other amenities that come along with that, which is what really caught my attention.
Yes, sir. It's pretty much like a one-stop shop for a really nice meal as far as, beer, wine, cheeses, gourmet barbecue sauces, spices, cookies, popcorns. And a lot of these items are all North Carolina based. So, we try to keep it
local
yeah. as much as possible.
Yeah. And so someone could come in there. So if they're planning a meal, they're like, hey, I don't want to just get the top steak on the planet, but I want to get all the things that go along with it. So like they could literally walk out and have their whole meal planned and purchased and walk out, go home and have this gourmet meal.
Exactly. Yes, sir. All the way from, your produce to even desserts. We have some sweets, cakes, pies, things of that nature as well.
Not that I'm a sweet guy. Well, I guess it depends on who you talk to. Now, have you watched back? Now, were you a wrestling fan?
When I was young man, many, many, many years ago. I was a big wrestling fan.
Okay. And what do you, let me shift gears just for a second. So what do you remember about wrestling? Anything that stands out in your mind about wrestling?
There's many things as far as, you know, the Russian Nightmare, Dusty Rhodes, the Rock and Roll Express, Jimmy Valiant, the Boogie Woogie Man. I mean, those were some of my childhood memories that, you know, you'll never forget because it was unlike today. We didn't have cell phones, so, you know, we actually sat down in front of the TV as a family and, you know, and enjoyed it.
Yeah, took in the entertainment of it. And you grew up where? Where'd you grow up?
I grew up in Lexington, North Carolina.
Okay, so, which makes sense why you have your first business there.
Exactly.
And I do want to get back to that in a moment, but let's talk about that. So you grew up in Lexington, North Carolina, brothers, sisters?
I have two older siblings. I have a brother and a sister.
Okay.
I was a baby.
Okay, well, now, and were they wrestling fans too? Now you see, you watched out kind of as a family, but.
Yeah, well, it was my brother and then two of my great aunts. They were more like my grandmothers.
Okay.
But it was a Saturday night ritual, you know, come on, I want to say it was like 11:30 at night, and we sit there and watched.
Mid-Atlantic. Championship Wrestling, sanctioned by the NWA, right?
Exactly. Jim Crockett Productions.
Jim Crockett Productions, that's right. Jim Crockett Promotions.
Yep.
Now, were you ever able to go to any live matches?
I never made it to a live match.
Oh, man. Talk about an experience. That would have heightened your love for wrestling. I'm just saying.
My brother, he'd been to quite a few, but I never actually got to go. But he hyped it up for sure.
Yeah. And so you mentioned some pretty good names there. Dusty Rhodes, Rock and Roll Express, Boogie Woogie Man, Jimmy Valiant, the pretty boy from New York City.
Yep.
Ooh-wah, kitty.
Yes, sir.
Talk about boy from New York City.
And I did, you know, I failed to mention probably one of the biggest ones, Ric Flair. Can't forget Ric Flair.
I had to throw that out there. I tell you, it doesn't seem to matter wherever I go. There's a Ric Flair fan. I'm like, really? I'm like, for real? Like, and I mean that for real, Eric. Like, I was in South Korea. I was doing some ministry in South Korea a number of years ago. In fact, I had, remember the Road Warriors?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Legion of Doom?
Yes.
Animal and Hawk?
Yes, sir.
And, what a rush. Remember one of the infamous lines of Road Warrior Hawk. But we were doing this ministry in South Korea, and we're on all these army bases, military bases, doing breakfasts and luncheons and evening services and all that. And I'm like, really? There's Ric Flair fans in South Korea? Now, it was a little bit different over there. It's more like a whoa, you know, than a woo.
Yeah.
But I was like, that is not Ric Flair, but okay, good. Well, I get it. You're Korean. Good attempt, you know. But like, for real, it was the funniest thing. It just, man, struck such a funny chord in me. But it is true. Everywhere I go, man, there's a Ric Flair fan. So he obviously made his impact in wrestling.
Most definitely.
Yeah. Now, did you have a favorite, and you don't have to say Nikita Koloff because you're on the show. But if you do, I won't be offended. But no,
actually, you were one of my favorites. But I always liked Jimmy Valiant, the Boogie Woogie Man.
Like when I was a bad guy or a good guy, or it didn't matter.
It didn't matter.
Okay, well, man, that's cool. That's cool. But yeah, Jimmy Valiant, you know, he's still around.
Really? Wow.
He is. He's a lot thinner than he used to be.
But yeah.
In fact, I think he still has, or at least he did for a long, long time, a wrestling school.
Okay.
Where he trained, you know, has trained a lot of guys over the years. And but he's still got that beard, and he's still cool. He's still cool. You know, the times I'll see him every now and then, you know, different autograph signings.
Yes.
And in fact, right here in Winston-Salem, I just learned this last Thanksgiving that we had, because I was a part of, it's called WrestleCade in Winston-Salem.
Mm-hmm.
It's a big deal every year. I found out they call it WrestleCade, and you may or may not remember this, around the Thanksgiving era in the golden era of wrestling, there was a big event called Starcade.
Yes, I do recall that.
And it was like the granddaddy of the NWA Jim Crockett Promotions was Starcade. Started in Greensboro, Starcade was. Well, when that kind of went away, when Vince McMahon, WWF, now WWE kind of bought everything up and everything, the promoter grew up on Starcade,
mm-hmm.
which is why he named it WrestleCade.
Okay.
And
makes sense.
Yeah, why he decided to have it in the Thanksgiving weekend.
Because Starcade was always Thanksgiving night.
Okay.
In Greensboro. And he does well. I mean, every year this thing is well attended. I'm talking 7,000, 8,000, 10,000 people over the weekend.
Oh, I can believe it. Yeah.
You know what? I just next Thanksgiving you might set up the butcher's block.
There you go. Promote it
at WrestleCade in Winston-Salem, like for real.
Definitely
promote your business there, because man, I mean, thousands and thousands of people will come through. He does it like on Thanksgiving's on Thursday. It's Friday, Saturday, Sunday. I mean, it's 3 days.
So it's a nice turnout, I'm sure. Yeah,
it's a good, and people come from all over the country.
Wow,
it's unbelievable. At the last one I did, I mean, I met a guy flew in from Phoenix, Arizona. You know, he's a Nikita fan, right? He flew
in from awesome. Phoenix. That's awesome.
So anyway, so you have some wrestling memories. The Boogie Woogie Man. Is there a? Let me ask you this: is there a favorite match, perhaps, that you remember from wrestling? Anything that just jumps in your...
Not right offhand, though.
Okay.
It's been a long time ago.
Okay. It has been a while ago, but I appreciate you being you and your family and your aunts.
Oh, definitely, yes. Definitely. My aunts were, they were
your
huge.
Brother, yeah. being a fan of wrestling, and so that's pretty amazing. So, let's talk about, because I know with your business, you do... Do you catering and those sorts of things?
We don't do any type of catering at this point in time. In the near future, it's a possibility. I know we're tinkering with some things that we're going to do in our Winston-Salem location that's going to be a little more convenient for the people who live in that area who do not cook for like a really quick meal.
Okay.
We're working on some gourmet soups,
okay.
Working on sandwiches. So something to be pretty convenient, especially if you work in that area as well. Take a lunch break and you're getting tired of some of the restaurants, you know, you can come in and get a nice sandwich or a salad.
Yeah.
So that's coming in the very near future.
Well, you got a very, again, just it would emphasize a very, just walking into the place, you can tell that you care about what you do. In my view, Eric, it's everything you've done, it's done with excellence. And I know others that have frequented your place and that have purchased, you know, different meats and things and have spoke nothing but high regard for what you offer.
Yes, sir.
The public in your place. And let me ask you this. So you're a business guy. You're out in the marketplace. You started the shop in Lexington 5-ish years ago.
Yes, sir.
Let's just say, have you always? Okay, a couple questions. One, you always had a desire to have your own business, so you're obviously an entrepreneur. At what age? Let's go back. At what age did you figure out that you wanted to be an entrepreneur? Not necessarily in the meat business, you know, the butcher business, but just an entrepreneur. How young might you have been?
I would say I was probably around the age of 22.
Okay.
Because that's kind of when my whole dream came to light.
Okay.
And it's just, you know, multiple jobs that I've had, or throughout my career, places I've worked, I've acquired a lot of knowledge and the knowing how I'd like to do it versus how, you know, the corporate did it. And,
okay.
And I just changed a few things and done it the way that I'd like to do it and created a great atmosphere where, you know, all of our employees are very knowledgeable and educated on what we sell versus just your traditional grocery stores and the service. Our service is impeccable.
You're listening to the Truth Network and truthnetwork.com.
Nikita Koloff here, and I am excited. Did you hear the huge announcement? The big announcement. Well, maybe it's a minor announcement. Anyway, Facebook, go look up my new fan page, Nikita Koloff Fans, and like it and follow today.
If you would like to support Koloff for Christ Ministries, for a gift of $25, Nikita will send you his two CDs, Adoration and Declaration. For a gift of $50, Nikita will include his book, Wrestling with Success. And for a gift of $100 or more, Nikita will include a signed copy of his newly updated life story, A Tale of the Ring and Redemption. Go to www.koloff.net and donate today.
You're listening to the Truth Network and truthnetwork.com.
And the quality, and it all just ties in all together. So it makes it a very unique experience. But like I said, I was about 22 years old when this all came to light. And then as my son got older, he continued to hear me say, oh, this is what I've always wanted to do. And then he just more or less, Dad, do it. Just do it. Just do it.
Is that the one that works with
He works with me in the Winston-Salem location. Yes, sir.
I met him and I think handed off an autograph 8x10.
Yes, sir. You sure did.
For him but out of high school, did you go to college?
I did not go to college.
Okay. So again, you kind of had that. You're like, I don't want to further my education. I want to hit the workforce. I want to go out into the marketplace. And so you initially, through high school, out of high school, you were out there working, have you always been in the meat business then?
Or? Always in the grocery business.
Okay.
Started out at Food Lion when I was a bagger, when I was 17 years old.
Okay.
And worked my way to a store manager's position within, I want to say it was probably about 5.5-6 years.
Okay.
And then from there, with Food Lion, I was there for about 13 years. And then from there, I went to the Fresh Market and was there as a store manager for quite some time. And from there, I went to Bala. So, you know, I had quite a few experiences through different companies to see how things operated. And like I said, I put my own spin on it.
Okay.
And it made it very unique, and it's not like any other shopping experience by far.
So you're 22 and you have an inkling or an idea, you know, that one day, correct me if I'm wrong, but one day I'm going to own my own business, but until that happens, until that time, I'm going to go out and gain all this experience, which is important, right? It's critical.
Most definitely, yeah. Experience and the knowledge.
Experience and knowledge, which is what you attribute your success, your current success to, is the ability to have learned from others.
Yes, sir.
Would that be accurate to say?
Yes, sir.
To learn from others and gain that experience and gain that knowledge. And then translate that into your own business. And so you had all that experience, and of course, Lexington being where you grew up, is that what led to the decision to launch that site?
Yes.
That location
Most definitely.
First?
Yes, sir.
Because obviously, you know, you got friends around there, I'm sure, and people you went to school with, people you grew up with.
Yes.
And thought, well, that'll be a great start.
Yeah. Yeah, I wanted to leave my mark in my hometown. It's kind of funny because the day I told my mother I was actually going to do it, she told me I was crazy. I was going to lose everything I had.
aren't relatives the best? I mean, they're the most encouraging. They're just the, you're crazy. Don't do it. Yeah. Go get a steady paycheck, son.
But yeah, right? Exactly. Yeah, she was more of a pessimist, and I've always been an optimist.
Okay.
Had you always
known that about her?
Somewhat, to an extent.
Okay. Okay.
depending on the topic.
Okay.
But she did tell me that, you know, that you really need to think about it. And I said, Mother, you know, the most successful people were willing to take a risk.
Mm.
And if I don't know what I'm doing by now, being in the business at this time, 27 years, I might want to look for another career.
and what's the worst case scenario? You step out and you take a risk. For those of you listening out there who are not risk takers, I hope Eric's story it may inspire you if you've been on the fence or on the edge of stepping out and doing something on your own, that this story will inspire you today. So the worst case scenario, Eric, is you step out, you do it, and it doesn't work. Let's just say it doesn't work. Well, it's not to say that you can't go back into the corporate world.
Exactly.
Where you had 27 years experience.
Yes, sir.
And find another job there.
Exactly.
Another job there.
Yes, sir.
And or even do something completely different, right? Or something else. Mm-hmm. But so kudos to you for stepping out and taking a risk. And how's mom feel now, plus years later?
Extremely proud. Extremely proud.
Okay. Okay. Awesome. So now she's happy that her son took that risk.
Yes, definitely. It supports me 1,000%.
That's awesome. Because I know the businesses I know are thriving. And so
you step out, you take the risk, and of course it's become a success, and you're applying the knowledge you gained and all the experience you gained from all the years in corporate America. Of course, we know, I say we, that small business America like yourself, small businesses like yourself are really the heartbeat of America, right?
Most definitely. We are.
I mean, it's what really drives it. Not to say that corporate America doesn't have its place, but small business drives the economy.
It does. It does. And you, like I tell a lot of people, they say, you know, well, big corporations. And I said, well, big corporation wasn't big when it started. You have to start somewhere. And just having the passion and the drive to do it and believe in what you do. And the good Lord put it in his hands and it will go from there. And that's what's happened.
And that's what you just said is a key.
Extremely
too, right?
Blessed. Yes, sir.
Just believing in what you do.
Yes.
And of course, that's not a bad mix to have the good Lord.
Not at all.
To be able to have that foundation it's kind of the foundation of belief, right?
It is. Yes, sir.
It stems from you said, the good Lord. And so to have that perspective just is an added bonus to the success. So you step out there, you take a risk, you're successful. Your son, now you have just the one son, or you have?
I have three boys and one girl.
Three boys and one girl.
Yes, sir.
Now, what are all their ages?
My youngest one's 15.
Okay.
Then my daughter is 19.
Okay.
And then my middle son's 21. And then my oldest son is getting ready to turn 26.
Okay. And is he the one who works with your oldest, the one that works with you?
Yeah, my oldest works with me in the Winston-Salem location. My middle son, he works in our Lexington location.
Okay.
And then my daughter works between the both.
Really?
And then occasionally my youngest son, he'll jump in and help as well.
So it could potentially be long-term family.
That's what I was.
Family business. That's what you're hoping for.
That was my goal. We were actually featured in Our State magazine back in September. And
okay.
It was a great article, and in that particular article, I'd mentioned that, you know, I wanted, when I started this business and it done exactly what my vision was, that I would leave a legacy for my children.
Okay.
And we're heading in the right direction.
Yeah, and something they could step into.
Exactly.
And eventually take over. And well, that's pretty cool. You know, I was driving on the way to the studio here today, and on the road there was this truck. I'm amazed at how many businesses are out there, like I have never heard of, right? And it said, on the back of the truck said, the Chicken Man. And it was like some kind of something farm, mm-hmm. you know, and been around since 1964.
Wow.
And I'm like, okay, I have like just never even heard of the Chicken Man, whoever the Chicken Man is, but he's been around since 1964. He's at least got one truck.
Yeah, exactly.
He's got his own truck on the road. And I was like, it just struck me. I thought, how many other businesses are out there, you know, even like yourself, that entrepreneurs, you know, somebody who had a vision, mm-hmm. a dream, if
yes.
you will, that are successful like yourself. And again, I want to emphasize to those listening today to your story, Eric, and that I hope they're inspired that if they've got a dream, some sort of a vision for something that they want to do or desire to do, but just haven't been. What would you say to our listeners that was the catalyst for you to just go ahead and pull the trigger 5+ years ago and step out and do it? Is there anything that led you to that?
You're listening to the Truth Network and truthnetwork.com.
Nikita Koloff here. If you're needing to buy a car and have marginal credit and considering using Buy Here, Pay Here, that's worse than taking the Russian sickle. Winston-Salem Motor Cars will put you behind the wheel of a car you can rely on while helping rebuild, repair, or establish your credit score. Conveniently located on Silas Creek Parkway in Winston-Salem, be sure to check them out today at WSMC1.com because you are number one.
This show, Man Up with Nikita Koloff, is made possible by the grace of God, your faithful prayers, support, and gifts. May God bless you for your continual contributions. Go to www.koloff.net today.
You're listening to the Truth Network and TruthNetwork.com.
I would say my biggest influence was my oldest son.
Encouraging me to do it. Dad, go do it.
And then we kind of put a small business plan together. And I've had a couple people that have believed in me and heard my story for over 30 years now. And okay. And they said, here, just do it. And we went from there.
Yeah. So,
but everything that you see in all the locations, you know, is I designed from the floors to the ceilings to the color schemes to the layout of both locations, where they were just a shell when I started with it, and I designed it from the bottom. So that was a whole new undertaking for me because I've never done that myself personally. But it's become a lot of fun, and you know, and just the passion. Like I say, if it's something you really believe in and you pursue it, you will be successful.
Yeah, and you have a passion for it. I want to tell you one other thing that impressed me too, Eric, and you may or may not even know this. Well, you probably don't know this, but it did leave an impression on me. Because I've met a few of your other employees.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I've met your son briefly, but I've met briefly a few of the other employees. But you got some very loyal employees, and I'm thinking of one story, one man in particular who's, I think, been in the meat business, a butcher or whatever, for, I don't know, like, I think like 40, you probably know
40 plus years, yeah.
40-something years, yes. Right? He's been cutting meat. But, you know, he said something, he said this to me. He said, out of all those years working for all kinds of other companies and whoever else, this is the best job he's ever had working for you.
Yes. And I've had a couple of employees tell me that. It's funny. It was one of the gentlemen who works for me in my Winston-Salem location. We worked together 17 years ago. And I told him back then, I said, there's going to be a day that I open my own business and you're going to come work for me. And he looked at me and said, you're crazy. And here we are today and he's working for me.
Wow.
It's amazing. Yes.
That's a testimony in and of itself.
Yes,
that's
sir.
That's a story in and of itself. And so last question is just real quick. You know, you mentioned the good Lord. Obviously, there's just a pleasant atmosphere. Is your faith important to the success of your business?
Most definitely.
Well?
It's probably the most important part of the business and everything in my life.
Yeah.
By far.
Yeah, and of course, if you've got the Lord's blessing on it, in a sense, you can't help but be successful, right?
Exactly.
The Lord's blessing is on it. Well, you have a great atmosphere. You have a great story, Eric. And if people wanted to visit one or the other location, or do you have a website?
We do. It's actually thebutchersblockllc.com.
Thebutchersblockllc.com.
Correct.
So they can find you online. Can they order online or just find?
Right now, we're not to the level where we're doing online orders, but that's something that, you know, it's in the future. It will probably be the end of the next year or so.
Okay. But at least they can find your locations, come in and visit you if they're in the Winston-Salem area, Lexington. And I think you have, I remember you telling me you have people that really come from all over.
All over, yeah.
Yeah, because once they taste the quality of what you provide, you have some very loyal customers as well as
most
employees.
Definitely. Yeah, we've created a destination, so and it makes an experience when you come because of the quality we offer you can't find everywhere, and we'll do cut to order. So we'll provide you exactly what you're looking for.
If you want it, you'll find it for them.
You got that right.
Well,
exactly,
Eric Everhart. The Butcher's Block, and what an inspirational story that you've had. So great having you on the Man Up Show and having you in the studio today. Thank you for coming in.
Thank you so much for having me, Nikita.
Hey, thanks for dialing in. Thanks for tuning in to another episode of the Man Up Show. And Eric Everhart, the man up. He has manned up, stepped out, started his own business. God bless you. Have a wonderful day.
This podcast is made possible by the grace of God and your faithful prayers, support, and generous gifts. May God bless you for your continual contributions. Go to koloff.net and donate today. Nikita Koloff. And I am here with a huge announcement, like big, big announcement. Man Up Men's Conference, Morningstar Ministries, Fort Mill, South Carolina, August 25th to the 27th. You're thinking, that's a ways away. No, not too soon to sign up.
What a lineup of speakers we have. The Benham brothers, David and Jason Benham. All-star, NBA All-star Al Wood is speaking. World Wrestling Champion, the Total Package Lex Luger, Chris Reed, Rick Joyner, Delta Force Commander, General, Lieutenant General Jerry Boykin, retired. Yours truly, Nikita Koloff, world-renowned evangelist Frank Shelton. Register today. It is live. M-Star Events, mstarevents.com/manup. Go get registered today. You will not want to miss this event.
All feet agree, Clemens Carpet is where you need to be. With carpet, vinyl, tile, and hardwood from the top brands, Clemens Carpet does it right from beginning to install. Voted number one by you in the Reader's Choice Awards. Doug, Chad, Benny, Pee-wee, and the team at Clemens Carpet look forward to seeing and serving you soon.
This is Nikita Koloff, and I want to thank Clemens Carpet for supporting my new show, Man Up, Saturday afternoon at 12:30 on the Truth Network.
This is the Truth Network.